The 100-Minute Bible, Episode 32, Who is Jesus? From the earliest days of his ministry, there was speculation about how Jesus fitted into Jewish religious expectations. When he and his disciples were in the territory to the north of the Sea of Galilee, on the way to the villages of Caesarea Philippi, he asked what people were saying about him. The disciples replied that some thought he was John the Baptist or Elijah come again, some that he was a prophet. When he asked them who they thought he was, Peter replied, "You are the Messiah." Jesus accepted the title, but ordered his disciples to say nothing about it in public. Then he began to teach them that he was a Messiah who must endure suffering and rejection, who would be put to death and then rise again. Peter found this teaching hard to accept. He remonstrated with Jesus, who rebuked him severely for thinking in human rather than in divine terms. He told the disciples that following him involved sharing his suffering. "Anyone who wants to save his life will lose it, but anyone who loses his life for my sake and for the sake of the good news I bring will save it." Some days later, Jesus took Peter, James, and John up a mountain. There they saw him transfigured. His clothes became dazzling white, and glory shone around him. Moses and Elijah appeared to them and spoke with Jesus. The disciples were awestruck and terrified. Then a cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from heaven declared, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." At that, the vision disappeared. Afterwards, as they descended the hillside, Jesus told the disciples to say nothing about what had happened until he had risen from the dead, a concept they found difficult to grasp. They asked him what the scriptures meant by saying that Elijah must come again first, to set everything right. Jesus replied that Elijah had already come, in the person of John the Baptist. When they rejoined the other disciples, they found them surrounded by a crowd, arguing with them over their failure to cure an epileptic boy. Jesus talked with the boy's father, who described the terrible effects of his son's illness, and then cried, "Lord, I believe, help my unbelief." Jesus cured the boy, and later told his disciples that some illnesses would respond only to prayer. This is taken from the Gospels of Mark and Matthew.